Hi, I'm Rowan Molyneux, and you're listening to Oddity, the podcast about all things strange and unexplained. In this episode, we'll be considering the case for alien big cats, or ABCs, also known as phantom cats. These anomalous felids are non-native species which appear in unlikely locations and rarely leave any concrete proof of their existence. ABCs have been spotted all over the world. In Australia, mainland Europe, Scandinavia, North America, and more. But this episode focuses on British ABC sightings, or as they are sometimes known, BBCs, British Big Cats. Seeing a big cat somewhere it shouldn't be is one of the most common 14 occurrences experienced by people in Britain today. Hundreds of sightings are reported every year, with ABCs being spotted along the length and breadth of the country. In the winter of late 1962, early 1963, strange noises drifted through the Surrey countryside. Eerie howls echoed on the night breeze, accompanied by strong wafts of ammonia. A cat-like beast was spotted near Bushy Lee's farm, and the police were called multiple times. The following year, a young bull was attacked, and a cast of a huge paw print was taken near the scene. From then on, the local press became obsessed, dubbing the creature the Surrey Puma, and the people of Surrey were gripped by the idea of a big cat in their own county. There was a precedent, after all. Unusually large wild cats had been seen in the area as early as 1770. The police were inundated. At one point, a new sighting was being reported every few days. From 1964 to 1966, Surrey police received 362 reports of big cat sightings. In the years that followed, the sightings grew less frequent, though reports were still made. Then, in 1983, some unusual hair was found at Pease Lake in the Surrey Hills. Tests were carried out, and a conclusion was reached. The hair had, indeed, come from a puma. In 2014, a report came in that a Surrey man had spotted a big cat in his garden. Unusually for this sort of sighting, he had managed to snap a perfectly clear photo of the creature. It snuck away before the police arrived, but was soon discovered in another local back garden, cornered by a tiny pet cat whose territory it had strayed onto. The ABC turned out to be a serval, an African wildcat, who had escaped from its nearby home the night before. The serval was captured and duly returned to its owners. Not quite the dramatic addition to the Surrey Puma story that some may have hoped for, although the Surrey serval does have a certain ring to it. Sightings of out-of-place felines continue to be reported, both in the home counties and the rest of the UK. Most alien big cat sightings reported are of large black cats around the size of an Alsatian dog. This is unusual, as black isn't a common colour for big cats. Melanism is only really known to occur amongst leopards and jaguars, and even then, it's a rarity. Black panthers, by the way, aren't their own species. Panther is an umbrella term for a melanistic leopard or jaguar. Despite the relative rarity of this colouring, researchers Merrily Harper and Mark Fraser have found that 80-90% of reported ABCs are described as being black in colour. One of the most famous phantom cats is the Beast of Bodmin Moor, which is said to have terrorised the Cornish countryside for decades. The cat flap, as panics surrounding ABCs are often referred to, came to a head in the early 90s. Sheep on Bodmin Moor were being attacked in large numbers, and local farmers claimed that there could be as many as 17 cat beasts roaming the moors, preying on their flocks with a devastating effect to their livelihoods. "You'll know when the beast's there," one farmer warned a reporter. "There'll be no rabbits or foxes about, and the birds stop singing. That's the call for caution." He also emphasised that the creature or creatures are definitely feline in nature. "And the way they kill," he said. "If it's a dog, there's wool and trouble everywhere. A cat goes in, kills and eats. Very little mess." Another witness described seeing and hearing the beast. "Its eyes are great yellow orbs, and it has a foul scream like a woman's, but 100 times magnified." This blood-curdling scream could, of course, have a more prosaic explanation. We've all been spooked by horrific, almost human cries in the middle of the night, only to realise that the sound can be traced to the local foxes. But after hearing the creature's scream, the witness sent off to the National Sound Archives for a recording of a puma's mating call. When the tape arrived, her suspicions were confirmed. The recording sounded just like the strange sounds she had heard through her kitchen window. In 1995, the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries and Food visited the moor to carry out an official investigation. They found that there was no verifiable evidence of exotic felines loose in Britain, and that there was no significant threat to livestock from a big cat in Bodmin Moor. But they also stated that they could not prove a big cat is not present. Less than 1 week after the government report, a young boy was walking along a riverbank when he stumbled across an oversized cat skull. The skull had no lower jaw, but it did have two razor-sharp canines, suggesting that it was from a big cat. The skull was sent to the Natural History Museum, who found that it belonged to a young male leopard, but the skull had been imported as part of a leopard skin rug. An egg case found inside the skull had been laid by a tropical cockroach never found in the UK, and there were cut marks on the bone, which suggests that the flesh had been scraped off with a knife. It has been claimed that animal trainer and zoo owner the late Mary Chipperfield released three pumas on Dartmoor, relatively near to Bodmin, in the late 70s. The animals were being transferred from Plymouth Zoo to Dartmoor Zoo, but only two out of the five animals expected actually arrived at their new home. Rumour has it that Mary set her favourite pair of pumas loose on the moor, along with a young male to keep them company. However, this allegation has been firmly denied by her husband. Despite the current quality and ubiquity of smartphone cameras, most photos snapped of alien big cats are either blurry and out of focus, or have nothing in the photo which can be easily compared to determine the scale and distance of the creature. Of course, it's understandable that excited, potentially panicked witnesses are likely to take shaky snaps, and after all, even domestic cats aren't always particularly willing to stop and pose for a photo shoot. But it does seem like, in this age of being able to quickly and easily document whatever you see, there should be better photographic evidence available. There is a certain amount of physical evidence available, which shows that some incongruous cats have been living wild in the British countryside. For example, the puma hare found in Peaslake years after the Surrey puma scare. The best evidence, however, is the entire creature. In 1903, a Canadian lynx was shot dead in Devon, and its body was donated to the Bristol Museum. However, when its remains were examined, analysis of its teeth showed that it had spent a significant amount of time in captivity, rather than living wild for its entire life. In 1989, it was reported that the body of a jungle cat which had been hit by a car was found at the roadside in Shropshire. In 1991, there was a spate of attacks on sheep near Norwich, with about 15 being killed in under a fortnight. Soon afterwards, a Eurasian lynx was shot and its body preserved using taxidermy. It's likely that the poor creature had escaped from a breeding facility in the area. A puma was even captured alive in Inverness, Scotland. For a number of years prior to 1980, there had been sightings of a big cat in the area, and eventually a local farmer set a humane trap. Afterwards, the puma was taken to the Highland Wildlife Park Zoo. It was named Felicity, and according to the zoo director, it seemed as if it had been previously domesticated. Felicity enjoyed being tickled. 2 decades later, a lynx was sighted in Cricklewood, North London. It was chased across some school playing fields and into a block of flats, where the police, assisted by vets, managed to capture the animal alive and well. The lynx, later named Lara, was taken to London Zoo before being eventually transferred to a breeding programme at a zoo in France. For every alien big cat which has been found in Britain, there have been countless reports for which no proof has been found, and a number of amusing misidentifications. In February 2012, two council employees responded to the report of a tiger on the loose in a South Suffolk market town. They arrived on the scene to discover the tiger reclining behind a tree. Unfortunately, or possibly fortunately depending on how you look at it, the tiger was actually a large cuddly toy, the relatively realistic sort you can win from a fairground stall. The 1976 Dangerous Wild Animals Act, which required owners to pay for an expensive license, was undoubtedly a catalyst for a number of big cats being released into the British countryside. In 2000, Leslie Maiden, a former lion tamer, admitted to releasing a cougar and a panther into the Pennines in 1974. Around the same time, Lewis Foley also released three lions, along with other big cats, on the Malvern Hills. And a friend of Foley's also set a panther free in Nottinghamshire. This would be an easy solution to the existence of ABCs, if it weren't for the fact that there were hundreds of sightings prior to the 1976 Act. And it certainly doesn't explain the frequent sightings reported today. Big cats just don't live that long, and if a breeding population existed, far more physical evidence would be available. A simple explanation for a number of sightings is that distance and size were misjudged. An easy error of perception can mean that a house cat relatively close to the witness could be misinterpreted as a big cat further away. Cryptozoologist Bernard Hervelman suggested the theory that British big cats were a prehistoric species that had survived through the millennia, somehow evading the notice of scientists and avoiding leaving any tangible evidence of a breeding population. This theory feels similar to the idea that the Loch Ness Monster is the member of a species which has survived since prehistoric times. Apart from the occasional mauling of livestock, ABC sightings rarely involve violence from the big cat itself. There are, however, a few notable recent incidents where witnesses claim to have been attacked. In 2000, a young boy from Monmouthshire claimed that a large black cat left him with five long claw marks across his left cheek. Despite the police calling in a big cat expert, the investigation was inconclusive. Just 5 years later, a man was attacked in his South London back garden. He was a big bloke, 6 foot tall and weighing 15 stone, but described the ABC as being considerably stronger than he was. It pounced on him, leaving scratches all over his body, before escaping, potentially along the nearby railway line. A police officer who attended the scene reported witnessing a cat the size of a Labrador. In 2015, a 62-year-old woman and her sister were out on a walk in Bedfordshire when they saw what they described as a panther lurking in a field. Intrigued, the pair ventured closer. The animal was close to the hedges at the side of the field, crouching as if it was in the middle of a hunt. The creature turned around and started moving towards them. Terrified, the sisters ran for it. "We just legged it," the woman said later. "We only just made it back to the car. I thought it was my last day, my heart jumped up into my mouth." Less than a month later, a sheep from a nearby farm was attacked and killed. The next year, further sightings of the creature were reported in the same county. On the 18th of August 2016, a man was walking his cocker spaniel when a huge black cat emerged from a field of barley. The man described it as being larger than a Labrador, with jet black fur and a terrific 3-foot-long tail. The animal had also recently been spotted in two villages nearby. Reports from all over the country continue to roll in. And with the recent rumours of a huge mysterious feline mauling deer in St Albans, it seems that whatever alien big cats actually are, they won't be going away anytime soon. Thank you for listening to Oddity. If you have any suggestions for topics you'd like to hear discussed, you can get in touch at Oddity Podcast on Twitter. Join me, Rowan Molyneux, next time for another journey into the strange and unexplained.